Film watching time on Vikings game plan. Pete Bursich, analyst, Vikings Radio Network, former coach and player with Paul Allen. Ravens here. Ravens are 3-3. Ravens come here with Joe Flacco, Terrell Suggs, who plays defensively, a couple of stalwarts for these 3-3 Ravens. We're going to start with a special teams play because the Ravens, for the first time in the history of the team, had a punt and kick touchdown in the same game. It was last game against the Bears. Take it away.
So one of the things with the Ravens, a 3-4 defense historically have always had good special teams, and that's because they have linebackers and defensive players covering and doing those things instead of what the Bears are doing, which if you'll see, and you can see some of these numbers, they have a lot of 80s in here, a lot of tight ends and offensive players, fullbacks, guys like that covering the punt. The first thing you'll notice is that when this ball is caught, it's caught here about, the 23-yard line.
Yep.
He is 5, 10, 25 yards from the nearest Bear. So that's talking about mixing hang time with distance. So unfortunately, the kicker just wanted to get this thing off. That's the mentality, but he hit it way, way too far. When you are covering down the field, and this is something you learn as a young NFL player, if you're not being beat up or someone not on you the whole way, you've got to get your head on a swivel and find out where they are. Because you see, you got three Ravens right here, all in good position to do what? Wall these guys in. Plus, they never spread out on the field. These guys are just barely outside the hash mark.
Yep.
That just gives such an alley. You can see it right here.
Wow.
All that green. So by default, the Bears, they played half a play. Yeah, they got the punt off.
Ugh.
But look at the long snapper can't get there, and there's one key block right there.
Yep.
Just barely gets his head across, so there's no penalty. But from the numbers to the sideline, there is not a white
jersey. And now
it's
the punter.
It's on the punter. But they have someone that's messing with them, slow him down. And all you have to do is beat one guy and get across. Now, the Ravens did a great job taking care of the gunners and returning it. So the Bears, you know, they want the play to get off.
Yeah.
But they threw the baby out with the bathwater when they let him return it.
And why we bring that up, the Vikings punt coverage all season has been elite, and the punter Ryan Quigley has 12 inside the 20, but the Ravens with Justin Tucker, Sam Cook, really good punt and kick return.
Yep.
This is going to be a stern challenge against the Ravens.
It'll be a very, very good one. Now, we talk about the Ravens on defense, and we've known about the Ravens defense for years. It's what you hear. But they've been prone to mistakes, and they've been prone, and you can see some very simple things that they've done wrong. Now, Jacksonville, they have 22 personnel. That means they have their big guys in, two tight ends, two running backs. This is heavy, heavy run. They decide to play action pass, and what you're seeing is they should be in some type of three-deep coverage. They have one deep safety.
Eric Weddle.
He is way, way off favoring the outside. You should have a corner, and a safety in the middle of the field. To have a linebacker... To go back, to have a linebacker have to play the run and be 5 yards off the ball and then cover a tight end all the way up the seam.
Yeah.
In Tampa, too, they used to do that, but the linebacker would be 5-7 yards deep.
Yeah.
He just can't get there. So Father Time beats the Ravens on a seam route, and you can see Weddle's face. As soon as that ball is, you can see him right there with the hop. That is on him all the way. There should be a safety deep in the middle of the field. This team has had problems with this type of a look. So they line up in it and they say, all right, these guys are going to be freaked out. They don't know how to handle this.
Look at Tony Bite.
He is dialed into the run.
Whoa.
And he's not even seeing this guy running at him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's a complete mental breakdown. Whoops. Too late. Now he's beat by over 5 yards.
Yep.
Corner throw to the back of the end zone. So the play actions, the bunch routes, those kinds of things have been killing this team. So what's been going well for the Ravens is this guy right here, Mike Wallace.
Okay.
He's a speedster. This is the first play of the first game against the Raiders. Just turns and Flacco lays it up there. This is what we have, I think,
nice
with
pass.
Xavier Rhodes and with Trey Waynes, is when these guys get in this position, they're not going to get the separation.
Yep.
You can see they're even right here. They're even at the 30, and by the time he gets to the 50, he's got a 3 or 4 yard head start. And he throws it in there. So Wallace is just that kind of player. He's a burner. What they like to do, how do you get a guy like that deep? Well, you max protect up front. You see, you've got 5 linemen, a tight end, that's 6. Play action of the running back, that's 7. Allows Flacco to do what? He turns his back on the defense.
Yep.
That's big because not a lot of quarterbacks can do that. Now you see Wallace up here in space. You have him here all the way, and then you have this side of the field wide open because he's getting that corner to settle. And that safety, he just runs right by him. That safety at this spot right here doesn't know if he's going to come in the post and cross the field.
Yeah.
Or if he's going to go straight and he kind of gambles here and gets his feet caught up.
Thing hung up there a little bit too.
It did. And the difference is this, is you see him getting space on the on his run. He's able to run past guys.
Yeah.
You look at this offense, they're going to run the football. They're going to try to block you up and get explosive deep. We have the speed, I think, to match with them. So we just can't let those kinds of plays happen. Defensively for them, it's going to be interesting to see what we do to try to mix them up. They are prone to mistakes, and when they make mistakes, you got to get the big plays on them.